list. We're checking it twice. We're going to find out who's hot and who's ice. It's the biggest show that's coming to town.
Brought to us by Bud Light. 9 candidates this week since we are on vacation next week. This list will cover the next 2 weeks. Next okay. 2 weeks of the biggest shows coming to town. So we have 9 candidates. So let's not dilly-dally. We get to candidate number 1 tonight at the House of Blues, Striper.
Good Lord. Are they still...
I didn't know they're still around.
Are they still Christian?
Yep.
Christian rock.
Now, Ty, you're a big Striper fan.
I've heard of them. Their album, To Hell with the Devil.
That's so great. Oh, it's the curse of the Roland DX7.
The instrumental band?
No.
This is hard rock. This is their power ballad.
They broke up from 1992 to 2003 and have been back together since 2003.
Why in 2003 did they ruin a good thing?
Yeah, that's probably enough.
Is that a girl singing? What is that?
Yeah, it's a girl.
Well, there's no girl in the band.
No, there's not.
Sure,
oh, wait, there is. Well, it could be a girl or a guy. It's Tracy Ferry. Okay. The lead singers are Michael Sweet and Robert Sweet, the Sweet brothers.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's pretty sweet.
Sweet, sweet.
Matthew mm-hmm. didn't join their band?
No. All right, that's candidate number 1, Striper. Candidate number 2, Saturday, the day after Christmas, at the Meyerson Symphony Center, Mannheim Steamroller. This is a Christmas must, right? Mannheim Steamroller coming to town.
Yeah.
I don't mind this.
Beauty of the pan flute.
I mind the pan flute.
I love this song.
So, all right, let's get out of here.
They were a very spare band until 1984 when they released their Christmas album, and then they became synonymous with Christmas music.
Hey, I tell you one, well, we'll debate it in the corner.
Okay.
That's, by the way, coming up at 9:10.
Candidate number 3, biggest show coming to town the next 2 weeks. This is also Saturday, the day after Christmas, at the Windstar in Thackerville, Oklahoma.
Ba-ba-ba.
Boys to Men featuring Morris Day and the Time.
How
okay,
wait, I'm
so
confused.
They're combining the groups together, or
I guess
they're both
so.
Performing?
I guess maybe they're both performing and then performing together, or okay. the whole thing is them together.
Surely there's performing separately.
It says Boys to Men with Morris Day, featuring Morris Day and the Time.
When did you graduate from high school, Ty?
88.
Was this your big graduation song? No, wait, this was after 88.
Yeah, this was right after.
In the 90s, yeah.
Jungle Love from Morris Day and the Time was our graduation song.
Man, I love that song.
Oh-wee, oh-wee, oh. Girl, I wanna love. No, yeah.
Is that their only hit?
Mm-hmm. No, they had The Bird, too.
Wasn't Morris Day Prince's nemesis in Purple Rain or something like
yeah.
that?
Yeah, yes. Mm-hmm. He was funny. God, the character was hilarious.
Though. Great movie.
Man.
Uh-oh.
Music was good.
Apollonia was hot.
Yeah.
You think Apollonia was hot, Giorgio?
Yeah.
Is she a little too dark for
you? She had those big things.
No. What are those big things that you're referring to?
Ty, I heard you.
Hit music.
Okay.
Okay.
Big set of hits?
Yes.
Hits.
Exactly.
Yes.
Big hit. You had a great set of hits.
Big hits.
Nicely played by Mike Soroy
well,
there.
That was nice. Went opposite field on that one.
Candidate number 4, biggest show coming to town next 2 weeks. All right, this will be Sunday the 27th through Wednesday, maybe even Thursday, at the Sons of Herman Hall in Dallas. The old 97s performing every night.
You really? Bet. Huh. I'm so in on this. I'm going to be there every night.
Are you?
You will not.
Yeah. I think I'm announcing the band.
Are you? Every night?
Like doing play-by-play? Or
that is a bold, unsubstantiated claim by me that I just made up. But, no, I'm going to be out there for sure.
Every night?
No, I don't know about every night. No. That's a lot. But I'm late to the old 97s deal. But I think that Rhett and these boys are badass.
No, they are. They're greatness.
But I think, aren't you supposed to not like them? I can't remember. I'm very concerned
about
with
that.
The music that you like.
Well, that has never been a concern for me. Like the music you like.
Danny likes them, so you can like them.
But no, we have to overthink it. We have to be one step ahead of the game.
And no, you don't. Just like what
you
like.
You reach a critical number of people that do like it, then you've got to stop liking it.
No.
It's a confusing bit of calculus, and I just got to figure it out.
I just heard it reported on the radio that Danny likes them. Is that true?
I guess. I think he does.
Oh, so you're speculating.
Yeah, I think he does, though.
Because if that's true, then that would be one on his
list.
All
right, stop it.
That's a good point.
But there are those people out there that they seem to think that their chief attribute is their negativity, that that's their chief thing they contribute to the world. Why don't everybody stop talking?
I don't know.
Best thing you got going for you is your judgmentalness, then
I don't care if I ever see your face again.
What are you looking at me for?
I'm listening to the music.
Alright, candidate number five.
Support the old 97s as we move to candidate number five. Tuesday night, the 29th, 1 week from tonight, at the House of Blues, Robert Earl Keane.
I'm going to this.
Are you really?
My brother's coming to town. He's a huge Robert Earl Keane fan, so I think we're going to this. He's a Texas music legend.
Rick or Tad?
Tad.
Tad's a Texas music legend? Your brother?
No. Robert Earl Keane is.
Fort Smith, Arkansas. I know a lot of people that love Robert Earl Keane. I've never seen him. I'm not real familiar with his music, but he's got a big following.
Yeah, he's got some good stuff.
He recorded Love of Land.
Yeah,
by the great, underrated James McMurtry.
I wish you were here.
This is Pat Green?
No, it's Robert Earl Keane. Pat Green's tried to sound like Robert Earl Keane.
He does.
Yeah.
Memphis, Tennessee.
Is that the knock on Pat Green?
Oh, some say that. And he did some of the songs like Road Goes On Forever and a few others.
But I don't think I'm supposed to like Robert Earl Keane, am I?
Would you stop it?
Maybe.
Yes.
Maybe.
All right, candidate number six. This will be Wednesday night, the 30th, next Wednesday at the American Airlines Center. Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Oh, this is the one that we're going to debate.
Oh, my God.
This is the one we're going to debate, the corner.
My God. Oh, really?
9-10.
This sounds like John Tesh music.
Basically, it is.
Oh. Sylvester the Cat was going up the stairs there for a moment.
Holy smokes. So busy.
Yeah.
He's chasing Tweety Bird pretty hard right now, though.
This is holiday music?
I guess.
Yeah. This is called Sweet Baby Jesus Sleeps.
God. Sounds like deviltry almost.
Yeah. This is where the wise men come in and knock over everything.
Okay, well, we'll talk more about that in the corner. Candidate number seven, Friday, January 1st, 2010. Boy, does that look weird as we leave the aughts. Friday the 1st, 2010 at the Windstar in Thackerville. Ring in the new year with Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Yes, sir. That'd be a good show.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen Earth, Wind, and Fire before.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Actually, several times. I saw them back in the 80s, and I saw them at a private deal just a couple of years ago.
Nice. Boy, that sounds highfalutin.
Well, it was a fundraiser thing.
Really?
It wasn't as if, like,
it wasn't some private party you were throwing?
No.
They weren't the musical entertainment at your virgin sacrifice party?
It's a great song.
This is a good song.
Do you remember?
Boy, they still sound great, too. managed to get down to this song. Great horn section.
Man,
sounds like a fun bass line to play, doesn't
yeah.
it?
Had a lot of big hits.
I always wanted to be black and play bass.
Me too.
Let's get out of here.
Let's Groove is
awesome. Man, I have too. I've always loved the real funky black
funky
bass player.
Black bass player. Yeah. Got a few rings on his finger.
Yeah.
Like the great late Wayman Tisdale?
Yes. Yes.
I tell you, I love that... that monster who plays on Paul Simon's Graceland album.
Yeah.
That bass player
yeah.
is.
The fretless bass that
oh,
he's got.
Man.
Yeah.
That's good music.
Yeah. I don't make it like that anymore.
All right, candidate number 8. Biggest show coming to
like
town
it.
Next couple of weeks. This will be Saturday, January 2nd, 2010, at Billy Bob's in Fort Worth. The ticket's own Jack Ingram.
I saw him play live. He's got a great band with him. That'd be a good show. What day is that?
January 2nd.
Hmm. He went to school with Corby, so you can like him.
He's a good guy. Is that how they got to know each other?
Yeah, he went to school with Corby.
High school or college?
Actually summer camp. I think, or something. I don't know. No, he means when he was little. We should all root for Jack Ingram.
Yeah.
Sweet guy. He's been up to the ticket several times.
Really nice guy. He's got a great voice, too.
My claim to fame is that I sat next to Jack on...
What's that? I can barely hear what you're saying.
What's that? I couldn't hear what you were saying.
Well, I think you're saying words.
My claim to fame is I sat next to Jack on a Southwest flight from Dallas to Houston, and he was connecting to Nashville to go do something.
Did you whip him?
I did.
You had to go to Houston to go to Nashville?
Yeah, because Southwest, you can't fly directly because of the Right Amendment. But anyway, yeah, we were talking ticket, talking music. Such a nice guy.
Yeah.
Very nice guy, but I don't think we're supposed to like him, are we? Are we not?
I'm going to hit you right upside the head.
And finally, candidate number 9 for the biggest show coming to town the next 2 weeks. This is also on January 2nd. This is at the House of Blues. Nick Jonas and the Administration.
Yeah.
This is his side project, one of the Jonas
Brothers. Oh, no,
brothers.
He's doing something on the side from the brothers?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you really need to branch out before you're 16.
I still think these kids have something.
So one of them just got married this last weekend.
Yeah, I never heard. Was it confirmed that he got married? I know there was rumors that he was about to get married.
I think they posted on their website that they were happy to be married. And he can't be 20.
He's 21, I think.
Yeah,
21.
I think
he's the oldest Jonas, but still. And they
21,
all wear. And you got some prime years here.
Yeah.
And they all wear virgin rings or something. I'm like. Fans of the airline? What do you mean?
Not fans of the airline. They were all, like, celibate and wanted all their fans to be celibate.
Uh-huh.
Oh, whatever.
Okay. You wearing a ring like that?
No.
Ty's forced to wear a ring like that.
He doesn't want to.
He doesn't want to. He's trying to pry it off his fingers, but
it's welded on there. I know you're busy in the corner today, but tomorrow in the corner, can we talk to Ty? Are you working tomorrow,
We can
Ty?
Talk to him today. Come on, Ty.
About
Come on.
I'm here.
Yeah, I'm working tomorrow.
Going.
Okay, good. By the way, this band, Nick Jonas and the Administration, will play the 15th Annual Critics' Choice Movie Awards in January.
Oh, they're terrible.
On VH1.
Hmm, that's pretty big. Well, there'll be a bunch of screaming teenage girls there.
Yeah.
And George will be right there with them.
I just think they have something. I don't think they're that bad.
What do you think they have? Are you saying that they're sexy?
No, I think they have some musical talent. I think they're pretty good performers and writers for young kids. And they obviously have something going. They have millions of fans. They know they suck.
Stop it.
All right, let's vote. Biggest show coming to town this week. 9 candidates. Is it candidate 1 tonight? House of Blues, Striper. Candidate 2, the 26th at the Meyerson Mannheim Steamroller. Candidate 3, the 26th at the Windstar. Boys to Men with Morris Day and the Time. Candidate 4, Sunday the 27th through Wednesday at the Sons of Herman Hall, Old 97s. Candidate 5, the 29th at the House of Blues, Robert Earl Keen. Candidate 6, the 30th at the American Airlines Center, Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Candidate 7, New Year's Day at the Windstar, Earth, Wind, and Fire. Candidate 8, the 2nd of January, Jack Ingram at Billy Bob's, or Candidate 9 at the House of Blues on the 2nd, Nick Jonas and the administration. Josh.
I'm going to say the Dean of Texas Music, Robert Earl Keen.
Wow. All right. Porto.
Well, I love the Wind Star. I saw Billy Crystal there, and that is just a beautiful
facility.
No, that
was the Wind Spear.
I'm going to have to vote for our good pals, the Old 97s, and their 37-day engagement at the Sons of Herman Hall.
Okay. Ty Walker voting for Rich Phillips.
I'm headed to Thackerville. I'm going to see Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Okay.
Awesome.
Voting for Big Strong Jeremy, we have TC.
Old 97s.
Okay. Hmm. Very timid vote.
Unadorned vote there.
Old 97s.
Voting for Fernando, we have Mike Soroy.
No, I have Mike Soroy's proxy.
Whoa! Oh, it's Norm out of nowhere.
And I had no idea the Giants running backs could get off and do a musical performance at this time of the year.
Oh, no.
I'm going to vote for Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Oh, dear.
Oh, my gosh.
It's just horrible.
Thank you, Norm.
That's pretty funny, Norm. That's pretty funny.
Hmm.
So who wins? Oh, you hadn't voted yet.
It's up to me, isn't it?
Come on, old 97s. So much good music.
I do love the old 97s. I support them. Sure like Earth, Wind, and Fire. Gosh, I think I'm going to vote for that Saturday performance by Jack Ingram, though. So that leaves it 2-2, either Earth, Wind, and Fire or old 97s. So let's go to Mike Soroy to break the tie. If indeed. Well, yeah, let's leave it
for Jack Ingram.
Let's leave it to those two. To one of those two, old 97s, Earth, Wind, and Fire.
I'm going to have to go with the Youth of America. Old 97.
All right. Biggest show coming to town this week. Four straight nights at the Sons of Herman Hall, beginning this Sunday, Old 97.
Up next, Gordo's Corner.
Some people love them.